Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of the program. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 for the final episode of 2014. It's Ian here.
And Cantwell.
Christopher Cantwell joining me. Thanks for coming in here tonight when you could probably be out starting your drinking already at this point. I mean, I'm presuming you're going to be having a drink or two tonight, Chris. I plan on it.
I'm still sort of like doing a mental coin toss over that.
Really?
One. Yeah, I had we actually went out recently to like a comedy show.
That's right. Yes.
And I got very intoxicated and grabbed a microphone and made an idiot of myself.
I was so can we talk about what I mean a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, don't say exactly what I said. I don't even want to know. I don't want the video out there. There was a video. I have asked you to delete it.
Yeah, that was what was surprising to me. So Chris can't. Well, is no for the listeners new to the show, Chris, you are sort of known as an anarchist, atheist, a-hole. That's
right.
Your personal, I don't know.
It's the tagline on my website. Yeah,
yeah. It's your tagline. And so that's your motto, if you will. That's the character that you're putting out there on the internet. And you went to this comedy show. I was there. It was actually last Friday when I took the night off, went out with you and Ademo, and we went out and watched the show. And it was a great show, by the way, here in Keene. And you were just kind of in it throughout the show as one of the audience kind of, I don't know if heckler is the right word, but
I was a participant.
Yeah, you were a participatory audience member. And so anybody who was there during the show certainly took notice of, your participation in it with pretty much every comedian that was up on the stage over the 2 hours that it was on.
And I think that part was actually went over pretty well.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like you were throwing out some, useful barbs and quips and things like that.
Yeah.
And most of the comedians played off you fairly well,
right?
I would say. So then afterward, and you were pretty drunk, you got up and sort of ambled over toward the stage. And
I asked permission. I didn't just grab the microphone. I said, hey, I've done this a few times.
And so the guy who was hosting the event was very gracious. He didn't know what he was getting into. He let you up on the stage. And this was like a charity event to, when Ademo got me the tickets, I didn't realize it was like an event benefiting charity. I felt guilty, and so I went and I gave some money to the charity later on, because it really was a good
show. It was a good show.
And anyway, so this charity event, and you're up there, and you grab the mic, and you tell what it was a very kind of shocking joke to people.
Which I do sometimes.
And I thought it was funny, but some people didn't. And the guy who was running the event actually was so shocked, I think, he stepped up and took the microphone away from you and basically booted you off the stage at that point. And I caught it all on live streaming via my cell phone because I thought, oh, this is going to be good. And I, got up and Chris is on stage. He doesn't do comedy very often. There should be a video of this. And you actually asked me to remove that video, which was very surprising to me because you seem like such a you embrace the idea of being a crass comedian. Why this video? Why did you want to take it?
I didn't even watch the video. I don't entirely remember what happened on the stage. I hate video of me drunk, right?
Aren't you drunk pretty much every time you're on stage?
No.
Really?
So, like, when I was...
what about the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I was absolutely... When I did Soapbox Idol both times, I made sure I was absolutely sober before I got up there.
You're better. A better comedian that way.
Yeah. Right? I need, to perform, right? And this is, I don't drink... we've done a couple episodes of some garbage podcast drunk, but, it's just some garbage podcast, right? But I don't like to perform drunk. I like to be very... it's important with your timing, your comedic timing and everything else to be very much in control of what you're doing.
You don't want to be sloppy on stage.
Yeah, so like having a few drinks can sort of like take the edge off of going up on a stage, but I don't really suffer from that at all anyway, right? Like when I was doing comedy clubs in New York, I do like open mic nights. I was a nobody comedian. I'm a complete failure as a comedian. But
I think you're funny, Chris.
I mean, I think I'm funny too.
A lot of people talk crap about you, but maybe you're just not there. Kind of funny.
Right. And so, but you know, it's partially, you know, my sense of humor is very dark. I mean, I go up and, you know, even at the comedy clubs, it would be a thing that, like, half the audience would be laughing and half the audience would be like, get him out of here, because they don't, you know, the other people who came in there to see their buddy or whatever. They mm-hmm. didn't think that they were going to hear rape jokes and, you know, child molestation jokes and stuff. It's a dirty, dirty game that I play, you know, and so I should know that first of all before I go up and do it at McHugh's in Keene, right? Like, these people have been listening to Clean Comics all night, and then I go up and do this. I know that this is going to be a bad thing, but in any case, so like, I didn't even want to see the video because I had prior to Thanksgiving. I had 5 weeks sober because I made another really drunk mistake, and I knew I had to sober up again, right? And so. I was sober for 5 weeks, and then the Monday before Thanksgiving, like, I started drinking again, right? And so then I started drinking again, thinking, like, well, I'm on the nootropics, right? I'm taking these, like, smart drugs and stuff. And, they sort of helped me get off of alcohol, right? Like, I was in more control of my thoughts. And I was like, well, maybe I'll be able to drink more responsibly. No. Every time I start drinking, the same exact thing happens. It's like the first, like, 2 weeks. It's like, hey, look, I'm drinking responsibly. Everything's fine. Oh, it's a little social lubricant. And then, like, but, you know, a month or two into it,
I'm hard drinking
drunk
again.
And being a moron full of whiskey.
Well,
and
that's what Ademos said. He said the whiskey doesn't work for you.
Yeah, because the thing is, yeah, I can drink beers, I can drink wine most of the night, and really not even get all that messed up.
I like to get a little tipsy, but that's about it. If I'm like out of control, that is not cool. I don't like that.
Right, but you know, I'm also pretty good after one line of Coke, but like, I just can't do one line of Coke, right? Like, it's not how
people do Coke.
It's
right?
Not how I do alcohol either. Yeah. So it's one of these things that, for the most part, you know, I'm never going to tell anybody that I'm never drinking again. I think the whole, like, I'm going to quit drinking for New Year's is the most cliched, stupid thing in the world. I'm like half tempted to drink tonight just so that I don't do that stupid cliche, like, I'm going to stop drinking for New Year's.
Right.
Because I hate idiots who say that, and then they're drunk on January 2nd, right? I just despise it. And I hate being that guy who's like, I'm quitting drinking, and then, like, you know, a couple months later, I'm drunk. But,
yeah.
So I hadn't drank since the night of the comedy show is sort of the point.
I see.
And so it's been but at the same time, it's New Year's Eve, right? But then again, you know, it's New Year's Eve, and then, I don't know, February is going to be Valentine's Day. I mean, there's always
some excuse to get drunk.
And it was like, you know, I had sobered up for a little while when I was across the street, and, you know, you guys came over for the housewarming party, and you'd ask me, like, you know, why are you sober at your own housewarming party? I'm like, there's always some excuse to drink, and this is just one more of them. And so, you know, is New Year's Eve, like, the excuse that I take, or do I not drink, or do I be a responsible adult and not get my, you know, maybe, well, I start the new year off without a hangover for the first time in 20 years.
Well, of course, you can be a responsible adult and drink, right? But that's the problem, is that you have a tough time stopping yourself after a period of time goes by, right?
Like I drink in order to not be a responsible adult, right? Like, I think that's, like, part of the point, right? Like, I'm going to get drunk and let go of all this responsible adult crap.
Yeah. No, I understand it. Let's come back to the topic here. And maybe our listeners out there have experience with this. They want to weigh in. Feel free. We're here live, by the way. It's New Year's Eve. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREEWEE. We'll take your calls about anything as well. Plus, coming up, Stefan Molyneux, the latest really ridiculous things that have come out of his show recently.
I am so sick of this because I stick up for Molyneux all the time, and then he does this to me, and I get so upset.
You got to stop. You got to stop sticking up for this guy. Mike is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. A while back, about half a year ago, I got a DWI, and you know, I tried to get them to prove that they legitimately, you know, rule me, whatever. They're not responsive, all that stuff. So I took a plea deal for reckless driving. And so I got a court date coming up, but, like, you know, it's getting closer. You know, like, I've already pled guilty to it. I'm going in for sentencing, but, you know, I really want to argue to them that I can't support y'all. I cannot give you money. Even if I have it, I cannot give it to you.
So, like, is this like a principled thing where you don't want to give money to the state?
Yeah, I mean, they do nothing for me. I can't support them.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, just to clarify something. So what happens in Texas if you don't give them the fine money? Because here in New Hampshire, they'll put you in jail at $50 a day credit towards the total amount of fine. So tell me the rest of the story here in a moment, Mike. We'll bring you back. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And can you refuse to pay the fine if you take a plea deal? Is that not part of the deal? We'll come back with more here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live's New Year's Eve edition.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. You are welcome to call in to talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. There's actually some pretty interesting news out of Ferguson, Missouri tonight. I hope we get the chance to talk about that. Of course, your phone calls come first here. You can dial in, talk about anything you want at 855-450-FREE. We started talking about New Year's Eve. That's the night it is, and we're discussing what our plans are to, you know, do after the show. We're done here at 10 o'clock Eastern time, so in advance of the midnight hour, of course, many of you listening to the program, it's already past midnight. Some folks over in England, for instance, and in that area that are regular listeners, they have already entered 2015, so a happy new year to you if you're out there listening live or listening later on via podcast. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and I also want to let you know how to get some coffee for free, an entire pound of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get signed up for the auto ship program for BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. Now, free is obviously very competitively priced, but it's just the first pound that's free. Then you pay for the other ones that come after that. You can cancel your subscription at any time, and in order to get the free pound, you do have to cover the shipping cost. But otherwise, you'll get to try out this excellent coffee that people have been raving about. Listeners and hosts of the show love BuzzBox coffee, and you can go and get yours right now over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can feel good because when you're buying BuzzBox coffee through Free Talk Live, that means that a portion of the profits will go to benefit people in very difficult parts of the world in which to live. We're helping folks with microloans via Kiva.org. So for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund one new microloan every single month for every 10 listeners. So very cool program and great coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian and Chris Cantwell in the studio with you. We've got Mike in Texas. Mike, you said you got a DUI recently. Was it your first one?
Yeah, it was my first one.
First DUI, you took a plea deal, and now you're saying you don't want to pay the fine, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I went to court four times, challenging them, trying to get them to give me the right discovery, you know, prove your jurisdiction, all this stuff, and they just shut me down every time. So finally,
yeah, well,
you know, I went to my jury trial, and I was like, okay, are y'all willing to accept any kind of deal? And,
Hold on a second.
I think he was going to get to it. Continue. I'm sorry. Go on for a second.
Well, I went to my jury trial and asked them, you know, are y'all willing to accept any kind of deal? And I suggested reckless driving, which is up to 30 days in jail, $200 fine, compared to a DUI, which is 6 months in jail and $3,000 fine, because I just felt, you know, the jury pool stacked.
Yeah.
So
you went to jury trial, and then after the selecting the jury before trial, you went to try to negotiate a plea deal?
It was before we picked a jury.
He did almost the exact same thing that I did. What was his name again? I'm sorry.
This is Mike.
Mike. So I went through a similar situation. I got a DWI in New York, and they had made me a number of plea offers, and they made me another plea offer right before we went to jury selection. And it's one of these things, and they do this with the plea deals all the time, mm-hmm. that they're hanging quite the hammer over your head, and then they, at the last minute, will say, hey, here's this much smaller situation. You could take your chances with the jury, or you can cop out now and get, and I'm not saying cop out is a bad thing in a negative context. I'm just saying that you're taking a plea. And I understand why you did that. I ended up doing the same thing. I actually ended up spending a month in jail over this on the mm-hmm. on the last one.
So what was the deal, by the way, Mike, that you ended up taking?
$200 fine and $300 in court costs.
Okay. So you know what the outcome is, though. You're not waiting to find out what your sentence is.
Just to clarify, no ignition interlock system.
That's what me and the prosecutor agreed on was $200 fine, $300 court costs. So the judge still hasn't accepted it yet because we have to go to sentencing, you know, here in like 10 days or something.
So there's no other specs. Like, I know a friend of mine got a DUI for a first time down in Florida. He took a plea. He ended up with an ignition interlock system for 6 months. So you don't have anything but a fine?
Yeah. I mean, all these other people that get DUIs, they get the interlock device like part of their bond. Like my DUI was 0.087 and it's 0.08. there's a margin of error of 0.009, which I really should have. I don't know. Maybe I should have thought it.
Well, it's tough to go up against a DUI. I don't blame you. Now, just to clarify, what's the rule in Texas? Do you know what happens when you don't pay?
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is in the county. They will come find me. They will knock on my door every day and then take me to jail until it pays out. You know, I don't know if it's $50, $100, whatever it is a day.
It would be useful to find that out, you know, whatever that amount is. That way you have some idea of what you're dealing with and whether or not it might be worthwhile to do that. I mean, if it's $10 a day, that might not be worth it versus 50.
Yeah, I mean, if they're giving you $50 a day, I don't know what your income is like. I mean, you know, maybe you take a week off from work and you go sit in there for a little while and take a nap.
Yeah.
A little spiritual retreat. I don't know how they treat you down there in Texas.
I kind of want to go into court and be like, you know, I can't give you money. I mean, maybe I could serve the community some other way. You know, there's no reason to send me to jail and force all these other people to pay. Nobody wants me to go to jail. I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Is it possible, just to clarify something, is it possible that the plea deal could be undone by you doing that?
Well, I mean, the judge never has to accept the plea deal in the first place. I mean, even though me and the prosecutor agreed on something, the judge can give me the max fine and the 30 days in jail.
Is that right?
You haven't allocuted yet then, right?
Allocuted?
What does that mean?
Allocute is when you basically testify that you have done the crime in question. When I took my plea deal in the last DUI case, I had to allocute, and then they gave me like a period of time before I had to actually go in and serve my sentence. So I had to allocute, and then if I had like caught another charge or done something that violated some terms of the condition, they would have revoked my deal and held my allocution as evidence against me. So like you would have gotten up before the court and be like, yes, I was drunk, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I agree I'm guilty and all that yada, yada, yada stuff. Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but okay. I could say I was guilty in court. But
see, now that's interesting. As somebody who actually regularly does outreach about plea deals and the process, I don't honestly know what the rule is as far as you're saying the judge can just impose whatever he wants. That short-circuits the whole process of a plea deal, huh?
Well, as long as it's part of the statute, I mean, like, if she gives a sentence that isn't...
No, I see what you're saying, but that's, you know, this is new to me. I've never really seen that occur, so I'm not saying you're wrong or anything like that, or maybe it happens in Texas, but it doesn't happen everywhere. The idea being that, okay, you've come to a deal with this prosecutor, that should be the deal. The idea that the judge can just go ahead and, you know, slam you with the maximum sentence over and above that plea deal.
I did see that this actual judge break a plea deal where the prosecutor said 270 days interlock device, and the judge said, no, this was pretty serious. It needs to be 360 days.
So the judge at that point, if the judge tries to change the deal, then that's off the table. Okay, right. So if you go in front of them and you say, look, I'm morally opposed to paying this fine, I'm willing to do community service, but I won't give you, or sit in jail, but I won't pay the fine, and then the judge says, well, okay, then I'm going to impose the maximum sentence, then that's not the deal that you reached, and at that point you should be able to call for your jury trial. Mike, let us know what happens, and thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started out talking about drinking, led to a phone call about a DUI charge in Texas, where a guy is planning on taking the plea deal, but he's concerned that if he refuses to pay the fine, that the judge might just go ahead and impose the maximum sentence upon him. And I'm not an attorney. I'd like to make it clear, you know, I can't give legal advice. And it wouldn't surprise me if the judge has the ability to just disregard the plea deal and go ahead and impose a full sentence. But I would think that if the judge is going to break the plea deal, that at that point the individual has the ability to take something to jury trial. And I wonder, Chris, if, you know, what you pointed out as well, since he'd already signed the plea deal, then could they then use that against him at the jury trial? And that's an excellent question.
Yeah, generally speaking, I know in my case that would have happened. So I made a plea deal, and I didn't have to go in for sentencing right away. I pled guilty to driving while intoxicated while I was running for Congress. And I said, well, I've got to wait until after the election. I can't go to jail right now. Mm-hmm. And so they let me stay out, but they said, you know, you catch a charge, you violate any of these terms or conditions, then we will take you to trial, and your allocution will be used against you. Now, they wouldn't have been able to just, like, take my guilty plea and then sentence me, right? Mm-hmm. But they would have taken me to trial and used my allocution against me as evidence. You know, so if you've got a confession, that's not a good thing when you're trying to go in there and say, hey, as was in his case, he said he's got a 0.088 BAC rating, and the margin of error on that machine, per the manufacturer's specifications.
This is the guy who called, not your case.
Right. In my case, I was a 0.09,
mm-hmm.
right? So it was a very similar circumstance that I was really considering going to trial on it, and I copped out at the last minute because I was facing 4.5 years in prison if I didn't.
It's going to be hard to go up in front of a jury for DUI. I mean, they're just not going to be sympathetic.
Yeah, I was looking at 4.5 years in prison if I got found guilty at trial and being a convicted felon, or I could do 45 days in a county jail and be a convicted misdemeanor offender. So I copped out at the last minute, and it's a good thing I did because, you know, I don't want to have my guns taken away. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a convicted felon. I don't want to be answering not on job applications and whatnot. So.
But you would think, though, if the judge were to disregard the plea deal and you were to then say, whoa, well, then I retract, you know, because this was the deal. We had a deal, and now you're going to go back on the deal. So no deal. Let's, you know, start over again, and we'll go ahead and have the jury trial. If they tried to bring that up to the jury, like, oh, well, he already admitted he was guilty because he was going to take this plea deal.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. I mean, you get told that.
I think you could also talk to the jury and, you know, explain, look, hey, you know, this is what the plea deal process was. I was, you know, willing.
I was coerced.
Yeah, I was willing to go through this, even though blah, blah, blah. So I don't think it would be the end of the line if you did that. I think that it would still, you know, if you didn't want to face the maximum penalty, then the only chance to not do that is to go to the jury at that point. So you might as well. You know,
yeah, certainly.
Usually the reason to not go to a jury is because you might face a more harsh penalty, right? Because they call it the jury tax or something like that, where the judge will sentence harsher at a jury trial rather than what the sentence would have been at a bench trial.
Right, like what happened with Rich Paul. He basically got a year for doing a trial.
And I got 50% more of a sentence as well because I went to jury. In fact, I beat one of the charges at the jury, and I got a harsher sentence. So I had two charges I was facing. When I went to the bench trial, I was found guilty of both. But at the jury trial, I was only found guilty of one of them. But yet my sentence was 50% harsher at the jury trial. So it happens all the time. But if that's what's going to happen is the judge is going to say, all right, well, you know, I'm going to disregard this plea and hit you with the maximum sentence, you might as well try for the jury at that point because you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was coming from earlier. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. And maybe you want to tell us what your New Year's resolutions are. And how did you do last year on your New Year's resolutions?
Don't do it. Don't call us with your New Year's resolutions. Call us something more interesting than your New Year's resolutions, because you're not going to follow through on them anyway.
Chris? Did you even bother? Or do you even bother trying?
I don't even remember my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to... And then I'm like, I have a hangover. What happened?
Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. Jimmy's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight?
I got two things on my mind. First, one I want to talk about was yesterday I got kicked out of a Walmart. And
That's too bad, and I understand. I mean, that happens all the time because Walmart has this really strict, like, dress code, and they're really picky about who they let in there.
Yeah, well, they want to have you have pants on. I mean, so that helps.
That's true.
What was the reason?
Well, I had pants on, but here's the thing is, so it was about 7:30 in the morning, and I was drunk as a skunk, you know, and they said I was staring at the women's panties for too long. yeah, apparently they got a time limit, and I guess, like, if you're in the panty section for more than 2 hours, they get upset with you.
Yeah, I had a similar problem, and I didn't even realize, like, panty sniffing is not nearly as interesting when they're new.
Yeah, if I was to bring Milford home some panties that didn't smell right, you know, she'd be upset with me.
Milford is your wife, by the way.
Right, the plus-size hand and foot model.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did they kick you out? I mean, did loss control come up to you, or who was it that, you know, gave you the news? How did that happen?
Well, yeah. Some big fat woman just came up, and she tore the panties out of my hand and said, you get out of here, you know. And I was like, I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Oh,
you
said you were just looking at the panties. Now they were in your hand, so you were closely examining them, it sounds like.
Well, I feel like, well, I got something I'll talk about. That's just too much time about them panties.
All right, fair enough. That does sound a little embarrassing for you, Jimmy. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but yet, yesterday I was listening to y'all's show, and I don't know if you know Christopher Cantwell, but this is a nationwide show, you know, and yeah. I don't know if you ever listened to it, but yesterday some lady called
y'all's
show.
I've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her name was Sammy, and she said a bunch of mean things about me.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right. There was somebody who called in to criticize the fact that we even take your phone calls. This
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like she knew you.
She does. Well, she's mad at me because I owe her some money.
And, don't be a deadbeat.
Well,
how much
here's
money?
The thing. That's the thing is we never came to an agreement, you know, and she never agreed, you know. She just wanted some money because.
Hold on. Well, she wanted money? I thought you owe her money.
Well,
oh, that's
I mean,
why he owes her money, because she wanted some.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so she's an animal psychic and a bug whisperer and an animal sex therapist. Yeah. And so here's the thing. It's I found her on the internet. I got about 35 and a half goats, and I wanted to know if they was interested in going to business with me, you know, so I needed that animal psychic and animal sex therapist, you know, and she refused to do any readings for me, you know.
Mm. That sounds like the debt is no good, but maybe there's more to this.
Well, it's difficult, you know, because when I told her, she's like, what kind of business are you getting into? I said, well, I'm trying to open up a goat brothel, you know.
Now, just to clarify, would the goat brothel be for other goats, or would it be for humans who want to have sex with goats?
I'm not one to judge. You know?
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Jimmy's funny, man.
Yeah, good call, good call. All right, let's go to Kyle. He is also in Texas via Skype. Hello, Kyle.
Howdy.
Hey.
I'd like to wish all of you porcupines up in the Shire a Happy New Year.
Yes, I imagine there will be many a Happy New Year going across the Shire tonight.
Indeed.
Last year I was not on the New Year's Eve show because I went to a fairly large New Year's party in Manchester, which is happening again, but I will not be attending this year because, you know, responsibilities and such. I'm glad you're here tonight too, Chris Cantwell. So thanks for joining us, Kyle. What did you want to talk about tonight?
This is actually directed to Christopher Cantwell. I'm one of the regular subscribers on your blog, yet I don't think you've ever written about the applicability of just war theory. Do you think that just war theory, particularly jus ad bellum, should be publicly discussed as part of the ongoing use of force debates?
All right. We'll have to come back in a moment here and talk about what a just war theory is and then jus ad bellum. I'm not sure what that was. Maybe I misheard that. So stand by, Kyle. We'll get all that detail in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
4154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can ring in the new year with Ian and Chris here on Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are free to be inebriated on the air tonight and any night on Free Talk Live. There's no prohibition on that around here. The only thing you can't do is let loose an F-bomb or an S-bomb. We have to get rid of you if you do that.
Which you are exponentially more likely to do when intoxicated, but we're pretty good with that dump button, so we will just hang up on your dumb face.
Hence the warning. So here's our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do to help us out is to shop with Free Talk Live. You may have some extra money after the holidays. You want to blow it? Well, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get stuff. We've got a lot of it because links to Amazon are there at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of their profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Kyle back in Texas. Kyle, you said you had a question for Chris Cantwell specifically regarding the just war theory. And then you said some word I'd never heard of before, juxtabellum. What was it that you had said there?
Sure. The Latin term jus ad bellum can be translated as the so-called right to war, or at least to start it. And what I wanted to ask Mr. Cantwell was if he thought that just war theory, particularly jus ad bellum, should be publicly discussed as part of the ongoing use of force debates.
Okay, so can we define what a just war theory is?
Let me riff on this and then tell me if I've got the understanding correct. So, I mean, during the Ron Paul campaign, I know Adam Kokesh went off a little bit about Christian just war theory, and the idea basically being, I think it was even the Catholic Church had sort of said that there was certain circumstances under which it was okay for one nation to wage war against another, and I don't remember what all of them were, but it was something to the effect of, you know, the nation had been provoked by the other nation, the nation had a reasonable expectation of winning the conflict, and I don't remember what all the other circumstances were. How does that assessment sound to you, sir?
Sure. The five, according to Wikipedia, the five principles of jus ad bellum are proper authority, just cause, a decent probability of success, proportionality of force, which I know you've written about, and it has to be the last resort.
Okay, so look, I mean, those things can be taken into account in an individual's reasoning, and I can understand why they would be. And these things, the concepts that you're talking about, are things that I take into consideration generally in the course of my everyday life, right? I don't jump into conflicts that are going to get me killed, right? I don't engage in violence with somebody generally if I have a choice in the matter, and if I even when I lose a choice in the matter, I'll generally tend to run away from a violent conflict that I don't stand a good chance of succeeding in, rather than actually engaging in a conflict. But as far as what the Catholic Church has said about anything, I don't care. And as far as proper authority, look, I have the proper authority to do violence against those who do violence against me. I don't believe that the theory, as it pertains to government, has any proper authority, because I don't believe in any proper authority for the state.
Hmm. I like that answer.
Okay, good. I just kind of wanted your thoughts on that. And if you don't mind me kind of switching the topics a little bit, I did have another question for you, Mr. Cantwell.
Yeah.
Do you think the freedom train analogy is still accurate or even appropriate in describing the supposed relationship between minarchists and anarchists?
So I think you're talking about something I had said a long time ago, or maybe it's somebody else's quote. There's a thing I said, all aboard the Liberty Train, stopping at constitutionism, minarchism, and anarcho-capitalism, or something to that effect. Leave at constitutionism for all other stops. There are no other stops after anarcho-capitalism, or something to that effect. Does that sound? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. I mean, the idea ultimately goes back to the LP back in the 80s, I think. But yes, that's a general idea.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, the idea being that along the path of liberty, you're going to make another number of stops. I don't know a lot of former anarcho-capitalists, is I guess the sort of the point that I've made there. I don't know a lot of people who came to the ideas of absolute voluntary interaction and decided, this coercion thing is pretty cool. I think I'm going to go back to that. Yeah, so I'd say that analogy still stands.
Very good. There you go, Kyle. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Pete. He's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete. Pete in Florida. Going once.
Pete
in Florida. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Pete, isn't this Pete from California?
Yeah, it's Long Beach. I don't know how the guy thought that it's Long Beach, Florida. How can you mistake those?
Oh, he has Arlen Beach, Florida written down here. So yeah, sometimes things get lost in translation. Go ahead with your thoughts, Pete.
Oh, man, I was going to talk to you about the police. I was going to ask you and Christopher Cantwell, when's the time that there's a just war to shoot the police in the face? I'm just kidding. I was joking.
But, you're not kidding about that. You always call about that stuff.
I mean, basically,
I know, you know, this is the new year of submission, willful submission to brutality of the police department and violation of our rights.
No, it's not a new year. You've been submitting
communist,
the whole time.
Woo! Communist America!
Pete, you've been submitting the whole time. Don't pretend like this is the first time you've ever submitted.
It sounds to me like Pete took you up on the thing about calling in
communism. Yeah, America.
have you been drinking the communion wine again, Pete?
No, you got jokes. I had to kick you in the. You know.
Oh, thanks for the self censoring.
Hey, well, anyway.
Oh, these are your sound effects.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Christopher Cantwell. Hey, Christopher Cantwell. Let me ask you something.
What's that?
Hey, if the police knock on your door and stuff, say, hey, you know, we got to talk to you, are you going to be silent to them, or are you going to tell them get beeped, get a warrant?
Depends on what's going on.
A lot of times you're better off not even answering the door, in my opinion.
Well, I'll generally answer the door for them, and then I'll just ask them what they want, and then they'll tell me. And if it's like to take me into custody, if they want to take me into custody for something that I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison for, I might reach for my gun. If they want to put me on trial for something that I think I could beat,
they're
might
not going to tell you in advance, Chris.
I'm the same way, Christopher Cantwell. But hey, what time would you not answer the door? You generally don't answer it?
That's what I said. I said I would. I might not answer it. Just all depends. The cops did knock on my door the other day, and I did not answer the door. And then what I did was I called them
And I said, what do you want? You know, you can tell me on this recorded line what it is that you want. And turns out they were looking to serve Derek J with paperwork in that particular case. But hey, thanks for the call, Pete. Good luck with your submission. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Nick. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to ask you guys, since we've got a CC on the on the air here, is there any project in the works in New Hampshire to build, like, a sketch comedy troupe, by chance?
There's been a lot of talk about that over the
years.
There
is so much fodder in the Liberty Movement for sketch comedy. Like, I mean, Stefan Molyneux, how easy would that be?
Yeah, it has come up a number of times. It's something that I've really always wanted to do, and I've got sketches. I've got plots for sketches in
somebody's
like a folder.
Somebody's got to write it. I mean, number one, somebody's got to write it up. The recording part isn't that hard. We've got people with cameras. We've got people who probably would be willing to take parts if they were asked to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
usually,
what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, usually what it takes here is a go-getter, is someone who's going to be the doer, the person who's going to head it up to really step up and say, all right, this is the idea I have. This is what I want to do. Who wants to help out? And then usually it's not hard to find people who are willing to step up and help out. I will give you real-life examples of this because it has happened already in the history of the Free State Project of the Liberty Movement, people coming to New Hampshire. If you look on YouTube for the CRAP campaign, C-R-A-P, CRAP, the CRAP campaign, the C-R-A-P is an acronym, but it stands for something different on every CRAP campaign video, so it doesn't have the same definition every time, but it's always CRAP campaign. And I think there was like two or three of these, and they're really well-written, well-produced sketch comedy, basically, that is, you know, very, very good. And that was done probably 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago at this point, and it'd be great to see that make a comeback or something else like it make a comeback. But, you know, it has to have that person who's got the real drive to get behind it, and more, it has to be somebody who's willing to do more than just talk about it at a party or something like that. And there's been a lot of talk at parties about this particular idea, but not a whole lot of doing.
But how off color are these comedy sketches? Because I had something in mind that perhaps would hit a little bit more below the belt.
These have been pretty fairly clean, I would say.
Yeah, I think we watched profanity. A couple of them on Thanksgiving or something. Yeah. There was the thing about the guy's property taxes that they were like could raise it to $1 million or something
right.
like that.
Millionaire Jethro Jenkins, the property tax thing, the Tamworth Millionaire Program. That's what it's called, Tamworth Millionaire Program. If you look for that one,
yeah,
that one's pretty funny.
I was thinking more of like Stefan Molyneux call-in show pedophile, but yeah, okay.
Anything, man. I mean, come on up here and get it started. What are you waiting for?
Good question.
We'll see you up here. Thanks, Nick, for the call. There's more coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.